This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 88 for Friday, September 30th. ICE canola futures are closed on Friday to mark the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Yesterday, the November canola contract climbed to $852 per ton, and the January contract increased to $860.20 per ton. Daytime trading will resume on Monday, October 3rd. In comparable oils today, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are higher, while the Chicago soy complex is falling back. Losses in global crude oil prices are putting a little bit of pressure on vegetable oils. Saskatchewan says its province-wide harvest of canola was about two-thirds complete. Alberta is scheduled to release its weekly crop report later this afternoon. The Canadian Grain Commission reports that for the week ending September 25th, producer deliveries of canola were almost 570,000 tons, up nearly 27% from the previous week. While canola exports are still quite small, they exceed 22,000 tons and are up by 82%. Domestic usage tallies more than 214,000 tons, rising nearly 19%. The Canadian dollar is trading today. The loonie pulls back to 72.51 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.96. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its quarterly stocks report showing soybeans as of September 1st at 274 million bushels, well above trade guesses of 242 million and last year's 257 million bushels. Corn stocks are 1.38 billion bushels, coming in slightly under last year's stocks, but are well below market expectations. Wheat stocks come to 1.78 billion bushels, nudging up by 2 million bushels and within trade guesses. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turned weaker on Friday. The November contract plummets 46 cents at $13.65 per bushel. December soy oil dives 2.3 cents at 61.56 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal loses $4.20 at $403 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday as the December contract gains 8 cents at $6.77.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are also higher, with its December contract up 7 cents at $3.90. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago December advancing 25 cents at $9.21.5. Kansas City December also increases 25 cents at $9.91.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December advances 16 cents at $9.82. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, September 30th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.